Item is conditional use number 2365, Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2 LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval for conditional use 2365 for Frankfurt Community Energy Initiative 2 LLC for a solar farm in the AR and C1 districts based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public use under Sussex County zoning code, and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of farmland that will preserve it from more intense development. The solar farm will be located on approximately 17.68 acres of a larger 42.95 acre tract. Three, the proposed facilities promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. There was testimony that this solar farm will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power cost. Four, although this application was submitted prior to the adoption of ordinance number 2920 regarding solar farms, this proposed conditional use complies with the buffer and setback requirements of that ordinance. Five, with the conditions imposed on this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighborhood. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no employees at the site, only periodical visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of solar panels. Seven, the applicant has included a decommissioning plan in the record for when the solar farm is no longer in use. Eight, based on the record, there is no significant noise, glare, dust, or odor that will be generated by the facility. Nine, there will be a buffer of planted vegetation along the boundary of this site facing Route 113 to screen it from the view from the highway. In addition, there will be a 100-foot wide clear area between the perimeter fence that will remain in natural state once trees are removed for this open space to allow the solar panels to function. 10, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to residents and businesses of Sussex County. 11, there is no opposition to this application. 12, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electrical generation shall be permitted on the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar farm, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. The site plan shall also clearly show forested areas within the entire property that will remain undisturbed. C, any lighting of the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. E, the site shall be secured and gated fencing with interwoven screening with a Knox box or similar device to accommodate emergency access by local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the location of all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so that it does not become overgrown. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. I, there shall be a 25-foot wide buffer of planted vegetation along the boundary of this site facing Route 113. These areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan showing the proposed trees, the proposed tree and shrub landscape design in the buffer area. J, in addition, there shall be a 100-foot wide cleared area around the remainder of the site. K, the final site plan shall identify a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure the funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Mayor, just real quick, can I make two suggestions on that? Just as hearing it again, I think for clarity. On finding number 9, I would ask that you amend the second sentence so it says, in addition, there will be a 100-foot wide clear area beyond the perimeter fence, since that was shown on the site plan outside. And then for condition J, in the same idea, that be stated so that in addition there shall be a 100-foot cleared area around the fence perimeter of the site, just so it's clear when staff looks at it.
I revise my motion as per council.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2365, Frankford Community Energy Initiative 2 LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Butler abstains because he did not participate in the public hearing. The chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1989, Fernando Robles.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of change in zone number 1989 for Fernanda Robles for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential and MR medium density zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, although this site is located along Route 9, there are no other commercially zoned properties in the immediate vicinity of this property. This would essentially be an isolated area of spot zoning that is inconsistent with the AR1 zoning that surrounds it. Three, the site is not currently served by sewer, central water and sewer, and there is no indication that these services will be available to the site at any time in the near future. For this reason, a change in zone C2 with the more intensive uses that are permitted in that zoning district is not appropriate at this time. Four, I am sympathetic to the applicant's reason for requesting this rezoning so that he can relocate his restaurant to this site from where it has outgrown its present location. But this is not a sufficient justification for the C2 zoning at this location with all the permitted uses that can occur within that zoning category. It may be more appropriate to seek a conditional use for the applicant's specific intended use so that the use is limited to what the applicant wants to do with appropriate conditions. That would be a separate decision based on whatever information might be presented in support of it. Five, I am not satisfied with the proposed isolated commercial rezoning in this location, that the proposed isolated commercial rezoning in this location will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Six, I am not satisfied that the proposed rezoning to C2 in this isolated location meets the general purposes of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Seven, for all these reasons, it is my motion that the commission recommend denial of this request to rezone the subject property from AR1 to C2 medium commercial zoning district.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1989, Fernando Robles, for the reasons stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I vote yes in favor to deny for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the denial, including the specifications and reasons in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the denial as mentioned in the conditions and specifications in the motion.
Okay, and Mr. Butler abstains because he did not participate in the public hearing. The chair votes yes in support of the motion for denial for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our agenda where it's generally time for us to take a recess, but before we do that, let me ask you, how many of you are here and with an interest in the Will King Station application? Is there a number of you here? Would you like to be home for dinner? Because I think what we're going to do is we're just going to keep rolling. We're going to go ahead and maybe do the Will King Station hearing before we take a break, and that way we can get a little further down the road, and you can get out of here about 25 or 30 minutes earlier. Now, how long that hearing lasts, of course, is up to you. So anyway, we're glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday afternoon to participate in your public hearing process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on an application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission.